glad you're with us. The Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Hey, it's Peter Greenberg here. You're listening to the Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy, and don't say I didn't warn you.
Welcome back to the Travel Planners Radio Show. Our guest is Terry Marshall, fresh back from Gstaad and the rest of the world. I think she lives on airplanes. I really do, because she's so difficult to get a hold of. And a very fantastic and well-recognized travel writer. Gstaad is a year-round destination?
Yes, it is. If you're not there in the winter doing the snow activities, it's a place to go hiking. There's so many hiking trails, and you can actually hike in the winter as well.
Why? Oh, no, I love the cold weather, though. I would much rather be in the mountains in the snow than broiling on a beach.
Yeah, true. Me too. But there's so many walking paths and trails, you know, different degrees of difficulty. Some are actually like climbing, and others are just strolls, you know, which is nice through the towns. And of course, there's all the places you can go and have cheese along the way and things like that as you're going from trail to trail. And also the same people who do the fat tire biking that I did in winter do a lot of mountain biking in the summer. So that's another popular summer activity, and it's just a beautiful place to be.
I didn't mention that Gstaad is, of course, Switzerland, and cheese is everywhere, and it's all wonderful.
Oh, yes.
It is.
Did you have any problems with the altitude when you're hiking and things like that?
I did okay. When we did the glacier walk after doing the bridge that I told you about, we did a glacier walk. It was about an hour walk to the place where we had lunch. And that was a little bit, you could feel the altitude. I didn't have any problems. I didn't get sick or anything like that. But you could definitely feel that it was a little more laboring to do than it normally would be. You know,
right.
I walk all over New York City where I live all the time, and it doesn't bother me, but I can really feel it in my breathing.
Well, yeah, you're breathing clean air in the mountains, though.
Right.
That's true.
Cold air.
Exactly.
How did you get there? As you said, you live in New York, so tell us what airport you flew out of and where you ended up in Switzerland.
Yeah. One of those free plugs?
Yeah, I flew Swiss Air, out of Newark, and a direct flight to Geneva. I mean, I could have gone either to Zurich or Geneva, but I hadn't been to Geneva before, so I chose that. Then it was about a 2.5-hour train ride from Geneva Airport, and the train station's right in the airport, so it's really easy. I changed trains in Montreux. And
what a beautiful, that's our favorite city, by the way.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I want to go back and explore it, because just looking at it from the train, I was like, I have to do this.
Okay, let me tell you, Montreux is right on the lake, and there's a funicular that goes up the side of the mountain. And up there is a Hotel Victoria. You're looking out over the Alps, the lake, the little castle. There's a little restaurant there that was a milk co-op back in the 1400s. And the desks are still there with the calculations carved in them and so on. Oh,
oh wow.
It's just, what a place to watch the sunset.
Yep. There's so many neat places to go. So you took the train, and how was that?
I have to say, I could ride a train all day in Switzerland. It is just jaw-dropping, the beauty that you see out your window, and I'm taking all these pictures, of course, through the window, which aren't good, but I just couldn't help myself because it's just so gorgeous. And it's part of the Golden Route, where the trains, they have a designated kind of a tourist route, but they use it for regular residents as well,
mm-hmm.
that just wind past all these beautiful vistas everywhere. And time on the train goes by so quickly because you're just enjoying the scenery so much. And of course, their trains, unlike our trains, are very smooth, and they're always on time.
So yes.
It's very precise.
When they say the train leaves at 8:30, the tail end of the train is out of the station at 8:30, so you got to be there early, yeah.
Exactly. But it's so nice because you don't worry about being late anywhere you need to go when you're going back to the airport or anything like that.
Right.
The seats are very comfortable, and there's plenty of room, even for Kevin with his long legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't want to bark on about Montreux or Geneva, but the next time you're in Geneva, you can get on one of the paddle wheeler excursion boats. It's like a taxi that runs around the lake, and you can go from Geneva to all these little villages that are on the lake to Montreux, and from there, it's a short drive over to St. Bernard or St. Bernardino, where they have the dogs and the casks and so on.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you got to do that the next time.
I got to go back.
Yeah.
I got to go back.
Who needs a reason to go back to Switzerland?
Exactly.
I mean, it is gorgeous.
Such a beautiful country, absolutely.
Is there anything else that you did? You did the bicycling, you did the bridge walk there.
I can't believe you're not asking about the shopping.
Oh, yeah, did you go shopping?
You know, I have to confess I'm not that much of a shopper. I shop out of necessity. I guess that's the travel in me. I shop for travel things all the time, but I'm not that much of a shopper. But the ones in the group who were just in heaven to go check out all the boutiques and the beautiful clothes and the jewelry. And I stayed in two different hotels. The first was at the Park Gestad, which I absolutely loved. It's kind of that rustic chic. It's beautiful luxury, but it had like a lot of wood in the rooms and just
kind of a grand dame feel
view.
To it.
It did, but it was modern style, very comfortable. I walked out on my terrace just as the sun was going down and the lights were coming up around the village, and it was just like,
I can picture it now.
I'm in a fairy tale. It's crazy. And I stayed a couple nights in the palace, which is the one that's kind of the crowning property in the city, and it was kind of old luxury, beautiful place. And along the hallways, you have all these displays of jewelry and things that they partner with designers to showcase at the hotel. It's just incredible.
That sounds like a great trip. Terry, I do know also that you have a website that you write on chocolate. Did you find any chocolate in Switzerland?
Well, you always find chocolate in Switzerland, and it's just good quality chocolate that you have there. And yes, there was chocolate waiting for me in my room the first day, and that was gone before the first night. I always find chocolate, and I always bring some home, and it doesn't last very long because it's all so delicious. Chocolate and cheese. I mean, it's a great country, right? Chocolate and cheese.
And wine.
Yeah, the Swiss white wines are just exquisite.
They really are, and you don't feel that you're being overloaded with the sugars that you sometimes feel with American wines. I really do love their white wines. It's incredible.
It sounds like this was a great, fun trip, and it wasn't adventure enough that a regular person going over there, you don't have to have skiing, and you don't have to do some of these really
park me
hiking
in front of the fireplace with the wine and the
some
cheese.
Of the hiking adventures. There's all kind of ways to enjoy Switzerland, it seems.
There is, and I think that's important. I mean, I'm not getting any younger, and I'm fairly adventurous, but not going to climb a crazy ice-covered mountain or anything like that. And like I said, I'm a terrible skier. I spend most of my time skiing trying to get up, so.
I tried cross-country skiing one time and fell off of them.
Which isn't bad. It's a trying to get back up.
Yeah.
That's the hard part. Getting back up with skis on is not easy to do. I much preferred the biking. The biking was great, and it was just a straight path, but just such beautiful scenery and fun. It was something different.
Terry, do you have a website that our listeners could take a peek at?
Yes, you can go to my website, which basically just kind of shows you where I'm published in all the different places. But it's Tripping, T-R-I-P-P-I-N-G, with Terry, T-E-R-R-I.
And where are you off to next?
I am heading on Saturday down to Lake Charles, Louisiana, where I will be doing Mardi Gras with the good folks in Louisiana and eating some boudin sausage and heaven knows what else. Then after that, I'm heading to the Swedish Lapland, where I'm hoping to see the Northern Lights. I haven't seen them in my life yet.
We saw them in Norway.
Yep, that's an amazing experience.
Yeah,
thanks for joining us on the Travel Planners Radio Show. Travel safe.
Thanks, guys. That was fun.
And just a reminder, if you are ever out of town, away from your hometown radio station, go to tunein.com. You'll find a number of stations that carry our show, the Travel Planners Radio Show, and you can also download podcasts. Our flagship station, 1590WCGO.com. Go to the show archives section, drill down to Travel Planners Radio Show, and you will find each individual segment available for download. Check it out. That's what it's there for. We'll be back in a moment with more of the Travel Planners Radio Show coming to you live on the Gab Radio Network.